Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about the factors needed to build a great company. What do you think is number one on the list?
Commitment, focus, determination. Oh, it's not like I've thought about this or anything.
No, it's a pretty good guess, pretty good guess. Well, there was a recent listing of Singapore's Nano Film, and that's turned the founder, who is a former academic, and his wife into billionaires overnight. But they may not be the last, especially if you go by the numbers that's been compiled by the Business Times.
Yeah, according to data compiled using intelligence platform VentureCap Insights and regulatory filings, the founders of 20 prominent Singapore startups already hold equity worth about 1.77 billion US dollars, even though they are some distance from their exits.
JustCo is top of the list. It's mostly valued at over 1 billion US dollars. Carousel, Ninja Van, Circles.life, also on the list.
Yeah, so how can one learn the art of building a great company? Can you even learn it from a book?
Let's try and translate that all on air this morning with Chua Ki Lok, who is the CEO of Vertex Holdings. Mr. Chua, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. And thank you so much for the time to share with us everything that you've learned with regard to this. But first, let's talk about Vertex Holdings. It's a Singapore-based venture capital investment holding company, a subsidiary of Temasek Holdings, and it provides anchor funding and operational support to a proprietary global network of venture capital funds. Tell us a little bit about the role that Vertex plays when it comes to early-stage startups.
Well, Vertex is about investing in innovative, disruptive, transformational startups. So many of these startups actually, what they're trying to do is very new. So as the investors, what we need to do besides giving them capital, we also need to give them advice and mentoring them, giving them suggestion what they need to look into. Mm. So it's beyond just capital, yeah.
Okay, so what's on Vertex's portfolio? Are there any successful startups that were mentored by Vertex?
Well, a couple of them, I guess, the one that we all familiar with is Grab. We were the first investor of Grab when it was used to be a Malaysian company called MyTaxi. And, after we invested in the company substantially transformed themselves. And today is one of the largest, ride-sharing super app in this part of the world. So they have been very successful. Another one is came out of NUS graduates called PetSnap, which is one of the leading intellectual property platform analytic tools in the world. Today have 8,000 over customer globally, with over 800 employees, around the globe. So there's many other, very successful startups that we have back.
You can never help but escape that startup conversation, right? Over dinner, people asking, friends asking, why don't we get into business, try a business? But we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. What's the appetite like for startups?
I think innovation and disruption will always continue, whether or not there's a pandemic or we are in a normal, normal environment. So this will always continue, irrespective of the pandemic. So people will still try to create great company, trying to create a solution to solve a pain point. So this is continuing. In fact, for Vertex this year, we're still looking at 300, 400 companies. And of course, we only invested 8 of them each year. So for us, we've not seen and much slow down. So in terms of pace, of course, it's the same, but only thing you need to do is you need to adjust to this working from home, working from video, and performing your duties by doing proper due diligence. So you have to make some adjustment.
Yeah, so in other words, as long as there are ideas, there'll always be startup opportunities.
Correct. In fact, it's one of our companies, in Singapore, we're talking about a very concerned about layoff and all that stuff. A couple of our startups recently have been hiring people. This is unusual, right? People are talking about losing their job, but startups are still hiring people.
Yeah, well, it's unusual, but it's to be celebrated as well, that they've had the resilience and, the fortitude to keep on going. On that note, let's talk about the startups that you've mentored during the pandemic. I'm quite curious how you've actually continued to do the mentoring. I'm sure there's a story there. And also, how has the mentoring been different during COVID-19? What sort of issues do some of the members of these startups raise that have been different this year?
No, I think when this whole thing started almost a year ago, quite incredible, almost a year ago, first thing we had to do is to get all the CEO and entrepreneurs recognize that this pandemic is very different from SARS that all of us have gone through 20 years ago. So that was the first hardest part of it. So we did a webinar with our entrepreneur in early part of March, explaining to them that don't think that this is going to be over in 2 months or 3 months' time. In fact, you need to plan on this to be last as long as up to first quarter next year. And, of course, it turns out that we are also wrong. We just like to be in the second half next year.
Okay.
So one of the first thing they need to do is they need to then start analyzing their own business. Everybody is suffering revenue drop. They need to start analyzing them, trying to figure out which part of the business are dropping more or which part of the business may have some future. So a couple of startups did that very well. And then in fact, one of them called 17 Life. They actually found out that Japan represents a huge opportunity. So instead of, you know, traveling back, they actually spend a lot more money in Japan. And now Japan is representing about 70% of its revenue, 80% of its profit. So that's the first part, revenue part of it. The second most important part of it is extending your runway. Because startup is all about, you know, executing plan, you know, needing people. And salary and employees is a big bulk of your expenses. So you need to figure out how to extend our runway. And one of the things that we advise all our startups, don't lay off your people. Because, you know, startup is all about core competence and technology. If you, you know, take the easy way out by laying off people, you know, when things are much improved, you will be having problem recruiting back a lot of this capability. So our suggestion to them is please do a cross-board salary reduction. When things are better, you can always restore salary. In fact, one of our company called Neum, which is now doing a lot better, about 2.5 times better in revenue, they actually recently restored its salary back to what it used to be. Of course, everybody took a pay cut, you know, when this thing happened. So some of these so-called fundamental things you need to do to adjust to this pandemic is important. And beyond that, it's all about, you know, typical things about where is your core competence, how do you build capability, you know, how do you go to market despite all these issues. So all these things are continuing. And sometimes we do it by webinar or by video. Sometimes we do it in person, you know, subject to the five people, I guess, limitation. And, you know, to have all this conversation, you know, discussion, and this is continuing, you know, no change to that, yeah.
We're speaking with Chua Kee Lok, who is CEO of Vertex Holdings. Mr. Chua, in your experience, right, what is the one commonality when it comes to building a great company?
Well, we went through that analysis some time ago about our successes and our failure. Mm-hmm. You know, all the great technology, great opportunity, everything to have all this great stuff, right? Ultimately, it comes down to the founder and the CEO. I think this is the most important factor in okay. all the successes, because ultimately it's about the leader. Leader must somehow be able to take the, you know, ride through it and take the troops through it at good time and bad time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, look, I would never want to see CEOs or true human leaders replaced by robots or anything like that. But I did want to talk about AI, because there's increasing conversation about how AI can be used and leveraged to help navigate businesses and help them in their startup journey. Are you seeing that with the startups and how they succeed in the marketplace?
Yeah, I think before, you know, I mean, we dive in more into that, we need to understand AI, artificial intelligence. Actually, this idea started about almost 40 years ago when the computer first, you know, showed up in you know, in all our daily life. But unfortunately, AI did not really make much progress over the you know, the first 30 years. And in the recent years, it's accelerated largely because of two factors. First is computing power. Computing power has substantially improved you know, over the past 30, 40 years.
Right.
So this will continue to improve substantially. The second most important part is algorithm. Software algorithm has substantially improved over the years, and this will continue to improve. So because of all this improvement in computing power and algorithm, AI today has become relevant and becomes very pervasive and you know, very, you know, important to our applications. However, AI has its limitation. Today, what commonly AI is, what we are dealing with, is called narrow AI or weak AI, depending on how who you're talking to. Basically, the software, you know, or the computer is programmed to do certain repetitive stuff by analyzing data and things that that human can also do, but slower. So today, I think in terms of replacing us, will be more in terms of those more mundane data-driven analysis and do it much better. But I don't see in the next 10, 20 years, you can see AI truly replacing the human, because that will require us to create this known as super AI, which I think we are still quite far away. Yeah.
Earlier on, you mentioned that, you know, in your conversations you've had with various businesses and startups and whatnot, that you probably can only look at the second half of next year before you can even begin to become optimistic about things changing or improving. What would your advice be then for the current startup landscape with regard to an outlook for the year 2021?
The very important thing, I guess, you have to accept that as a CEO or star, you know, founder, this current working environment of working from home and working partially in the office will continue until first half next year. Because of this, you therefore will need to figure out how to be effective managing your businesses. In fact, we have conducted a 11-part webinar series similarly to, you know, to entrepreneurs, you know, suggesting to them what you need to do in terms of, you know, managing your business in during this difficult time. So that's the first part. Second most important part is fundraising, because that, like it or not, although Vertex have not seen much different in our activities, quite a number of venture capital firms have slowed down their pace of investment. Mm-hmm. So if you are the startup CEO trying to raise money in the next 6 to 9 months, probably it's going to be a lot harder. So you probably need to be more patient and need to be more, I guess, practical or pragmatic about valuation and try to, you know, do the right thing at the right time and, you know, focus on executing your plan.
I guess, you know, to reflect back to Vertex Holdings, then you guys would also be pretty cautious in terms of moving forward in 2021 with regard to the startup landscape.
We typically invest by 8 companies, and we've been doing that for a long time, and we'll continue to do that. But of course, in terms of portfolio company, our advice to them is the same you know, advice we give to all our portfolio companies, essentially is to preserve cash and extend your runway, executing a business plan. And not to try to do, you know, too many things at one time. Yeah.
Fair enough. A bit of focus should be come in the picture for 2021. We've been speaking with Chua Ki Loku, is the CEO of Vertex Holdings. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.